Get ready for a power-packed podcast with your evangelist, Peter Popoff.
Hello, I'm Peter Popoff. I'm so glad you tuned in once again today. And I'm continuing my little series here on the importance of vision. The importance of vision. And I'm using Proverbs 29, verse 18 as my text. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people perish. So in other words, vision is a very important component of our lives, because the Bible says with no vision, you'll perish. You've got to have a dream, a goal to achieve anything in life. And really, vision is so important. It's a gift that God has given to you that you can use to see some of your greatest dreams literally come true. That's right. I have found in my many years of ministry, dealing with thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, that vision is such an important component of faith. Vision, imagination, is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to his people. And literally, as you use your imagination, and you create a vision in your own mind, it becomes very easy for you to turn your faith loose, to believe God. Because human beings are wired in such a way that we automatically just believe what we see. I said we believe what we see. And that's why so many people have such a difficult time believing, because they just can't see anything. You ask them, what do you want? They say, whatever. Well, most of the time when you get whatever, you find out you didn't really want whatever. And that's why God is reluctant to honor the faith of a prayer that's as inspecific as this. You've got to start visualizing specifically what you want. And in the last podcast, I talked about Dr. Yonggi Cho's message and how he told this young woman to begin visualizing exactly what she wanted when she was praying for a husband. 10 years she had prayed without seeing any results whatsoever. He told her, visualize, see exactly what you want. You want someone that's short, that's tall, that's heavier, that's slim. What kind of talents do you want him to have? And she started visualizing, and next time he came to town, the pastor of the church where this woman attended, he said, oh, by the way, Dr. Cho, he said, the woman that you prayed for last time is married. And Dr. Cho was, of course, thrilled. And he said, well, how many months was it till she found the perfect soulmate that God had for her? And he said, about 7 months after she started visualizing exactly whom she wanted. Now, prior to this, she had waited for 10 years without seeing any answers to her prayer, because her prayer was unspecific. And I just recently heard about a young lady that I admire quite a bit, and she is a tennis star. She fascinated me because she was very young when she started playing. She was an immigrant. Her family immigrated to Canada from Romania. And she began to play. She began to win a few matches. But the thing that fascinated me about her is I watched her play out in Indian Wells, California. She was just, I think she was 19 or 20. Was just a very young girl. And she was sitting there. It was very warm that day when she was playing. And she said, I feel like I'm burning up, to her coach. She said, I just can't do anymore. And he said, you just got to push through this. You can do it. And she won that match out in Indian Wells. It was a major victory for her. But then she went on to win the U.S. Open in New York City. And it was an amazing match because it's a long, grueling 2 weeks in New York City when the best of the best in the world battle it out on the tennis court. And just to get to the semifinals is quite an accomplishment. But to get to the finals is an amazing accomplishment. Well, she made it through all the preliminary rounds. She made it to the semifinals, and she made it to the finals. And finally, on the day that she was out there, she played a game that was very, very great. And she won the U.S. Open, one of the most prestigious tennis titles in the whole world. My wife and I are both pretty interested in tennis, as you can probably understand from here. But we watched her. We admired her. But the thing that amazed me the most about her victory is a little bit later, I heard that for 3 years, she had been preparing herself for this victory. She not only visualized winning these tournaments and winning specifically the U.S. Open. You see, not just any old tournament. She visualized winning the U.S. Open. And that's quite a big, big step. And it takes a lot of faith and a lot of courage, and a lot of endurance to do it. But she did it. And as she was sitting there after her great victory, she got the trophy, which in the ceremony there was quite interesting to watch all that. But then I heard something very, very interesting that many people have never heard. And I'd like to share it with you today because I heard of it. And I heard that for 3 years before Bianca had won the U.S. Open, she had actually written out the check. She found out exactly what the winner of the U.S. Open would make, and she had written out the check to herself for the exact amount that the winner would take home. Now, she did this the first year. She not only visualized herself winning this major tournament. In fact, I would say it's one of the biggest tournaments in the world, other than probably Wimbledon. But she wrote out the check for the exact amount to herself. Now, she didn't win that first year. But the second year, she found out exactly how much the prize money had increased. And she wrote out another check. And it was exactly for the amount that she would make if she won the U.S. Open. Now, she didn't win that year either, but she came closer. She came closer. And then I told you she won in Indian Wells. And then she made it to New York City. She made it through all the rounds, through the semifinals, the finals, and finally...
We know that today's podcast has been a blessing to you. Make sure you share it with a friend. And until next time, may God richly bless you.